another big night. Great attendance once again, and certainly it gives a real flavour of just how many great sporting achievements there were in County Donegal last year.
Yes, indeed. I mean, 2018 was another very successful year for Donegal sport, be that at individual and at team level, and that was reflected in the number of nominations we had last night, just around 180 nominations, and we had 45 categories. So I think that gives a demonstration. And obviously we had 600 people at the awards function in the Mount Errigal. And the night, it was a very, very good night, very enjoyable night. And of course, it culminated with Summer Leckie taking the overall award. And Chris, she's only the sixth woman out of the 41 years that the overall award has been given out. We have the Sports Star Awards themselves have been going 43 years, but the actual overall award just started in 1978. So she's just the sixth woman to have taken the overall title. The others being Danya Hearn took it in 1985, Teresa McDermott in 1995, and then we had Sharon Foley taking it twice in 89 and 93. Sinead Jennings took it three times in 2001, 2006 and 2016, and Yvonne McMonigal took it in 2010.
And if we look down through the winners, Declan, we'll just go through them. There are a lot of categories, but, you know, so many worthy recipients. And it was a case of Summer Leckie. She was first on stage because she actually collected the athletics award. Ashley Nee, Fab Plus Northwest, won the basketball category. Leah Gallaghan of Rafo Boxing Club winning the boxing one. And she's actually in England today for representing Ireland in a tournament against England in Bristol. Hannah McDermott of Birchie Club winning the Camogie. Sean Gavigan of Ardra and Downstrands Gun Club won the Clay Pigeon Shooting Award. And Ronan White of Northwest Snooker Club won the Q Sports, with Sean Wilson of Buncrana in the darts, and the Donegal darts team in action this weekend as they defend their West Coast title. In rugby, Joe Dunleavy, his great achievements again.
Yeah, that's great achievement for Joe Dunleavy. And actually, Joe had intended to come to the awards last night, but we just got a call. He got a call yesterday morning that he was called into the Irish, or into the Ulster rugby senior squad for last night's game against Benetton. So great news for Joe too, to be involved with the Ulster senior squad. And his brother Dermot picked up the award on behalf of Joe last night. Yes, he had a great year last year, and hopefully now he can push on and maybe break in to the Ulster senior squad in the months ahead.
Absolutely. Now, going on through the awards, the special athlete category, two winners this year, Meg Carr from Letterkenny and Patrick Quinlivan, also of Letterkenny. Both of them great commitment, going up to Belfast frequently for a lot of training. And Patrick's actually going to the World Special Olympics in Abu Dhabi in March.
Yeah, great news. We just learned that in the last week, that Patrick is heading out to Abu Dhabi, and I think it's in March. So, and him and Meg have both won the award before. Two very, very good gymnasts who had excellent range of successes during 2018.
In cycling, Ronan McLaughlin, who's been around a while but continues to impress. Great to see him getting the cycling award. Dylan Brown McMonagall, the equestrian award, a jockey with very much on the upward curve.
Yeah, and I mean, it was fitting that Ruby Walsh was the special guest last night, and I think Dylan was delighted to be there, not alone to win it, but to meet Ruby Walsh. And of course, we had another horse rating winner last night in the Professional Sport Achievement Award, Martin Harley from Trenta. Martin unfortunately wasn't able to be there last night. He was out in Dubai racing during the week, unable to make it back. But we had a clip from him thanking the Sports Star Awards for the honour, and he was sorry to have missed the occasion. Martin's a previous winner as well, and of course there's news just in the days leading up to the Sports Star Awards that Martin may now be going to Hong Kong for 3 months.
So exciting times ahead. Continuing on, the Gaelic Football Award, Ryan McHugh of Kilcar, of course, All-Star for the second time. The golf, Ballyliffin Golf Club, and, you know, what a year it was for Donegal golf in general, and really putting Donegal on the map. Everything went so well last summer.
Yeah, I mean, Ballyliffin Golf Club done a tremendous job, not alone in terms of staging the Irish Open, but I mean in terms of the promotion of the county worldwide, so they were very, very fitting winners of the golf category.
In gymnastics, the winner, young Crystal Georgievsky of Buncrana, and it was lovely just seeing Ruby Walsh taking so much time out with all the winners, including young Crystal, as he bent down on the stage to have a few words with her, and he really had that personal touch.
Yeah, he seemed very, very interested in all the winners. You would notice, Chris, just after the presentations were made, he walked across the stage with most of them and had a little talk with them just before they left the stage.
In hockey, Ben Wallace of Raphoe, who plays with Anna Dale, he got the hockey award there. Kieran Matheson, a great servant for Sean McCools, and a key figure in the Donegal hurling team that had success in the National Hurling League, staying up in Division 2B, and of course the Nicky Rackard Cup, he won the hurling award. Rory Dougal in Maville in martial arts, a tremendous year for him on the stage outside of Ireland, and bright times ahead. And motorcycling, young Keelan Irwin of Kilmacrennan got the award there. Declan Boyle of Lettermack Award, winning the Triton Shards National Championship for the third time. So fully deserving of that motorsport award. And Catherine Greer of Remelton, the para-athlete award winner.
Yeah, great 2018 for Catherine with the Irish international team. Out in Finland, and they have now qualified for the World Championships. That's coming up in the coming months. And she also featured for Doncaster, a UK-based side, in the Euro Deaf Football Championships during last year as well. So a great year for Catherine. She'd been nominated before, so the family down there were delighted with that success last night.
In powerlifting, Bosco Reid of the Finn Valley Vikings powerlifting team, who've had a lot of success of late, he was the recipient of that one. We've mentioned Martin Harley, the Professional Sport Achievement Award. In rowing, Patrick Boomer of Lochras Point Rowing Club in Ardragh, I think he's ranked fifth in the world now, a great year for him. Soccer, Amber Barrett of Piemont United, disappointment for her in the Women's FAI Cup Final, but overall, playing for the Republic of Ireland ladies and getting the Golden Boot Award, a tremendous year for her. Surfing, Neil McCarthy of the Bundoran Board Riders, great to see him picking up that award. And Cody Dunyan of Swilly Seals, great for him and the club in the swimming. And triathlon, Natasha Kelly of Letterkenny 24/7 Triathlon Club, who were well represented. And then we had the Schools Awards, Declan. Again, Donegal County Council's input invaluable.
Yeah, I mean, Donegal County Council, overall, Chris, they are our exclusive sponsors, but they've always had a very special interest in the schools. That's where they got involved first with the Donegal Sports Star Awards, and we had 9 categories there last night. Great for primary schools, secondary schools, and teachers as well. So delighted to be able to honour the schools. The schools are such an important part of sport in terms of developing people, in terms of their overall personalities, in terms of moving into senior cycle in sport. So it's great to have had so many there last night nominated for the sports in the schools categories. And of course we had the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Seamus O'Donnell, there making the presentations to all the schools award winners.
Absolutely. The winner of the Primary School Sports Boy Award, Shane McCormick of Scoil Náisiúnta Te Bhuaige in Anclahan. The Primary School Sports Girl was Jodie Lowry of Scoil Isagon in Buncrana. Secondary School Sports Boy, Oisín Toy of Deal College in Raphoe. And Erin McLaughlin of Carndonagh Community School won the Secondary School Sports Girl Award. One of the biggest cheers of the night, Declan, the Coach Award, Ollie Horgan of the Finn Harps side.
Yes, I mean, a lot of stiff competition in that category, but I suppose Ollie Horgan's achievement in bringing Finn Harps back to the Premier Division after being relegated the previous season, I suppose a club, Finn Harps, with a very small budget, to be able to get a team together, he had virtually to rebuild a team after being relegated. He'd done that. He's worked extremely hard on and off the field in terms of trying to put a squad together. And that, of course, the second half of the season, Chris, it was a marvellous unbeaten run in terms of the league. They were only beaten once, I think, from the end of June until the end of the season. That was in the FA Senior Cup against Dundalk. So that's not a bad run for, and obviously culminated in promotion then through the playoffs.
Yeah, and speaking of good runs, Gwydor winning the All-County League, then winning the Donegal Championship and then a club level, that Ulster title. Now looking forward to the game against Cara Finn. The Appreciation Award, Tom Bjug Gillespie, who's been involved over the years with a string of underage and senior players, and an awful lot of people owe him a great deal of gratitude.
Yeah, Tom Bjug, obviously, if you read his CV in terms of what he has done over the years for the Gwydor club, and I was just reading that a number of the players now that's in that senior squad at under 20, or, you know, they're normally still young lads, but Tom Bjug had a big role in developing those players for the senior squad, and of course they're into that All-Ireland semi-final now. A lot of competition in that category, but I suppose, listen, if it was in a calendar year, Chris and Gwydor could have went on and won the All-Ireland, maybe they would have been the overall winners, in terms of the success, because, I mean, it's a huge achievement to have won the Ulster title, and now I think they're preparing very, very well for the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, Moira Graham collecting the award on his behalf, Gwydor, with that team award last night, and the team category, I mean, it is so hard to pick a winner, but well-deserved to Gwydor. Just back to the schools, the primary schools in it, it's more recent development, but they've split it up into a smaller and bigger school section, which is a great idea, because obviously the smaller schools will have less success, and great to see Scoil Neisland to Taobh Óga from Antlochan getting that small school award. Gave Scoil Naomh Breed of Muff got the large primary school award, and the sports teachers' huge work often goes unnoticed. Joanne McColgan of Scoil Naomh Breed in Muff, she got the primary school's sports teacher award, and the secondary school award going to Carndonagh Community School. A big school with great success, and we saw Evelyn Cramsey of Mulroy College in Milford winning the Secondary School Sports Teacher Award, and big support as always from the schools.
Yeah, I mean, the teachers play such a huge role, and two very popular winners there of the sports teacher categories in the primary schools, as you said, Joanne McColgan there from Scoil Naomh Breed and Muff, and from the Mulroy College in Milford, Evelyn Cramshee, who had been nominated before. So, very good night for both schools there.
Yeah, now a lot of categories, they are all listed on the Highland Radio website. Now, towards the end of the evening, it's usually some of the awards that are maybe not associated with one particular category. We have different achievements recognised, and this year, no exception, the International Achievement Award, Jason Quigley, defending his NABF middleweight title, of course, last year. It was a big year last year, another big year. Jason, a former winner.
Yes, Jason, and Jason is a very, very big supporter of the Donegal Sports Star Wars, and it was great to see him there, I suppose, taking a bit of time out again. I think he's just getting ready now, or hoping to set up his next fight. So, yes, great to see Jason there. He's had a difficult, I suppose, maybe year or last year in terms of injuries and that sort of, but he's got back now, and I suppose he's looking forward now just to pushing on and seeing his career develop even further.
Yeah, and the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement Award, Brendan McDade, the late Brendan McDade, one of the founder members of the Sports Star organisation, and Jason Black winning this award. We know, obviously, he's climbed K2, the really demanding mountain which has claimed so many lives. He's climbed Mount Everest. He's been involved in numerous endurance races, and a real source of inspiration and encouragement to people, because he really pushes the message that, you know, don't let barriers get in front of you, aim high.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself in terms of his achievements, in terms of his, the K2 ascent, which was his last one. He's a very driven personality, and he spoke about, about achievement and people believing in themselves. I suppose he was talking particularly to young people in terms of trying to realise their goals, and certainly he sent a very strong message out to you, to the younger people in the audience last night, the young nominees. And Jason has been there before with us. He's a previous winner, and he was a very deserving winner there of the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement category.
The Sporting Acknowledgement Award went to a man who has sat in this studio on numerous occasions over the years, Miles Gallagher of Highland Radio.
Yeah, Miles started when he was here on the first day that Highland Radio opened, and March the 15th, I think it was, 1990, 28 years. He just retired a couple of months ago, And the Sporting Acknowledgement Award went to Miles for his broadcasting, his sports broadcasting coverage over those years. I mean, he was the most familiar voice, I think, on Highland Radio and on Sunday Sport for all those years. And he, and as was said last night, he gave so much coverage to so many sports over those 28 years. And Sporting Acknowledgement is a category that we don't give out too often. The last winners of that was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, sorry, the McHughes, Martin, Ryan and Mark, because the three of them had won All-Stars. So he's in very illustrious company there, but a very deserving winner of that acknowledgement award.
Now, the Special Recognition Award, there were actually two winners. The first winner, Declan Boyle of the Finn Harps under 17 team. And just to stress again, that achievement, Harps under 17 team winning the league and the cup. It was a unique double, and the underage structure is really beginning to pay dividends. So a great achievement.
Yes, I mean, it was a historic achievement. Finn Harps had never won a national underage title before. So I think at the start of the season, if you had told Declan Boyle that he was going to, his team was going to be double winners, he certainly it would be a hard one to take in. But it was a super season for the club at under 17 to win those two national titles. And as you say, it augurs well for the in terms of the underage structure, and I suppose trying to filter a few players through to the senior squad.
Absolutely, and quite a few of the underage players getting onto various Republic of Ireland teams. The second winner was Sean Stewart from Chrysler. Under the loosely termed category adventure racing. Now, this is a guy who goes out and does 60, 70, 80 kilometre runs up and down mountains and takes in all sorts of things. And, you know, it's exhausting just to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you read out some of his achievements last night, and that was only some of them, Chris. And he ended up the national champion. So, I mean, Sean Stewart is a great endurance athlete, and I think he was really pushing the boat out last year to win that national title. He's achieved that goal now.
Hall of Fame, always very special, great reception, great to see Father Michael Sweeney, a fan, collecting it. And he really was a truly inspirational figure on the local soccer front, firstly with PCC Falkara and then with Fannie United, and brought so many players through, and they reached heights that they could scarcely have imagined.
Absolutely. I mean, he was a very deserving winner of the Hall of Fame. He's a legendary figure in Donegal soccer. Going in terms of management from the late 70s, he guided PCC and Fannie United to five national titles in the space of 10 years from 78 to 88. Father Michael, I suppose his managerial skills, his ability to put teams together that could won national titles was really extraordinary. And he's just known the length and breadth of the country. I mean, Fannie United, during his time, they won the Intermediate Cup, the FAM Intermediate Cup in 1988. That was the first time that a club from the county had done it. And as you say, Chris, a number of his players went on to play at senior level in the League of Ireland. And I suppose, Chris, the other two things to say about Father Michael was that he was the founding member, one of the founding members of the Donegal Sports Star Awards in 1976, and he is our honorary president as well.
So much to get through. We've about 2 minutes left as we reflect on the Donegal Sports Star of the Year Awards. Great credit to the hotel. Over 600 people there, a lot of organising going on. And you know, the general feedback afterwards, this has become a really big event and people look forward to it every year.
Yes, I mean, we have a tremendous committee there, people that are strong in different areas in terms of expertise. We pull that all together. I suppose we have a very successful template there. We're always trying to improve on it every year as well. But yes, it went very, very well last night, Chris. And Ruby Walsh was a very, very good special guest. You spoke to him on stage. Some of his answers were very straight and to the point. A very, very sensible, rational man. A man that went back immediately after the awards last night, was back to work on the race course this morning at 7:30. As we speak, I think he's probably racing in Ferry House at the moment. He has four races there. So Ruby Walsh, we were delighted to have him there, and a very good special guest. The other thing that we had last night, Chris, was that we announced our first ever Donegal Sports Star Awards ambassador, and that is Shay Given. And of course, we had a message from Shay during the night as well. So great to have him on board promoting the Donegal Sports Star Awards. And of course, the most important thing as well for the Donegal Sports Charity Awards Committee is to have a strong sponsor, and Donegal County Council has come up trumps again for us.
And it was great to see that all the school children who were nominated, they get a certificate, because to be nominated is an achievement in itself, given the standards.
Absolutely. I mean, when you consider that there was 180 nominees, we could only have 43, 44 winners. So it's great to have to be nominated in the first place.